This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. It was another deadly weekend in Iraq. In the worst violence since July, at least 60 people were killed and more than 120 wounded in car bomb attacks. The victims were almost all Shiites, most of them watching a funeral procession in the southern city of Najaf. The apparently coordinated attacks come just 6 weeks before Iraqis are scheduled to vote in nationwide elections. Washington Post reporter Anthony Shadid joins me from Baghdad. The worst carnage, as I've just said, appears to have been in Najaf. Would you describe for us what happened there?
It was a car bomb that was detonated on a commercial street, which is probably about 300 yards from the shrine of Imam Ali. Now, the shrine there is one of the most sacred places to Shiites, and it's a destination of hundreds of thousands of pilgrims every year. The bomb went off when shops were open and the streets were crowded. It tore through the throngs at about 2:30 p.m., and dozens of people were killed, even more were wounded.
And the target in Karbala was, I gather, a bus station.
It looks like these attacks were aimed at just as killing as many civilians as possible. The bomb that went off in Karbala about an hour before the one in Najaf tore through a bus station. Several of these mini buses were destroyed. Windows on shops were shattered. And again, more than a dozen people were killed. Witnesses in Karbala described scenes of ambulances racing through the streets, trying to take the wounded to hospitals. It was a moment of chaos. And again, it was followed an hour later by the explosion in Najaf.
Well, then yet another attack came in Baghdad. Can you tell us what happened there?
It was a harrowing episode, even by Baghdad's standard of violence. A group of about 30 men, armed with rocket-propelled grenades and machine guns, ambushed a car carrying workers for the Iraqi Electoral Commission, which is charged with organizing the ballot on January 30th. They stopped the car, took three men out of the car, and then then forced them to kneel in the street. And then all three of those men were executed at point-blank range. Two others escaped. The car was then lit on fire, and the bodies were left next to the burning wreckage. The street where this happened is known as Haifa Street, and it's one of the most dangerous in Iraq, or dangerous in Baghdad. Many people even avoid going down it, given the presence that insurgents have there. At one time, there were banners over the street hung by a Jordanian militant known as Abu Musab Zarqawi, and those banners were next to uniforms of the Iraqi National Guard. It was a warning for people not to take part in security forces. It's been a source of frustration in the street for the U.S. military and the interim government here that they can't control it. It's not that far from the green zone itself, and it's a no-go area for a lot of people here.
Now, the U.S. military campaign last month against the insurgent stronghold of Fallujah was intended to improve security generally in Iraq. That doesn't appear to have happened.
Well, you do hear reports that attacks have decreased, and it should be said that Baghdad, even amid the carnage that's been happening over the past few weeks, Baghdad does feel a little bit safer than it did perhaps a month or a month and a half ago. So that may be a result of what happened in Fallujah. But at the same time, there is, like you point out, there have been a surge of attacks elsewhere. South of Baghdad is a really rough area that, again, a lot of people avoid traveling through. There have also been a surge of attacks in Mosul and other cities along the Tigris, which are north of Baghdad. So, it's a mixed bag, and it's definitely difficult to argue that security is at the point where they would want it to hold elections. While some groups have called for a boycott of the elections, I think more people may avoid voting simply because of the threat that these attacks hold. The militants have said that they will attack polling stations, voters, candidates, and there is a lot of fear about what may be ahead as the campaign goes on.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Washington Post reporter Anthony Shadid speaking from Baghdad.